You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the MMA Roadshow, episode number 525.1? 525 and a quarter? 525 again? I'm bringing my man Cold Coffee to help me identify how we should properly label this one. I'll just get your initial thoughts on what we should call it.
This would be episode 151. just pick an episode that didn't happen.
Okay, there you go. I like that. That was like UFC 151. I like what.
Yeah,
you
that's
did
there. I was like, how do we fit 51/151? 255/151.
So here's what happened, guys. See what happened was my man Cold Coffee and I, we got together on Wednesday afternoon and we had a fantastic show. We got together, we talked for an hour about some of the topics. I mean, it was tax day, right? It was right after tax day. We just filed our taxes. We talked about the challenges that all of our fellow Americans were probably facing this week. We talked about the differences between being a contractor and being a salaried employee and how that's impacted our lives over the years.
Very informative. Very informative.
Very informative. We gave advice maybe on how to handle yourself if you're in these type of tax type situations and how best to maximize your deductions. I mean, I wouldn't say it was like expert level accounting, but we gave
it was pretty expert level, I think.
It was pretty expert level. We're pretty well-rounded on the MMA Roadshow. So we did that, right? And then we talked about what a historic week this was for me personally, right? My first week as general manager of Cage Fury Fighting Championships. It's a big one for me. I bared my heart. I laid it out there. I talked about how, you know, listen, this is a big moment for me. I mean, yes, the promotions are, you know, a couple weeks old or whatever, but this is the first fight week, you know what I mean? And so how important it was for me to make sure everything was going smooth, you know what I mean? Because now I'm no longer just that guy that's calling fights. Now we're making sure the venue's good. We're making sure the production setup is good. We're making sure, you know, there's multi-layers of this thing that we're taking part in and how important it was for me personally to just go out and crush it, to make sure that everybody knows they got the right guy for the job. Right,
I can't remember the last time that you were crying on while we were taping. You know,
okay. Like, let's not go too far. Okay, so
I mean the sobbing, it was like mucus coming from the nose. It was
okay. I'm gonna let you get away with that one this time because then I mean I could continue going. Then I thought we had a pretty spirited debate over kind of where the UFC should end up with this new TV deal, right? The exclusive rights.
That was another good one.
Exclusive rights period has ended, and now there's discussion about Netflix, about do they stay on ESPN? You even threw a wild card. You said, hey, keep an eye on Peacock. Not a lot of people talking about Peacock, but I think it's potentially an option to at least get in the mix. And I said, wow, Cold Coffee, that's out of left field. I haven't heard anybody talking about Peacock, but that's the type of insight you bring. So all of these amazing, amazing discussions were had. And then it came time to produce it and put it all together. And that's where a little challenge came in. Now, it would be very easy to just be like, you know, guys, you know we've done this for 525 consecutive weeks. Why are you so late in the week? And it would be very easy for me to just step up and say, you know, It was a damn shame. We had some technical difficulties, and because of the technical difficulties, we had to just scrap the episode, or we had to push it till later in the week. By the way, I should say, at this point, I am in Tampa, Florida for CFFC 141. Cold Coffee is still back home in Las Vegas, and I know nobody can see this, but looking dapper right now. I mean, he's got the golf shirt on. My man's about to go hit golf balls at the driving range at top. Well, it's not just a driving range; it's Top Golf. But he's looking sharp. But anyway, yeah. I digress. It would be very easy for me to just say, we had some technical difficulties, and you know, these things happen in MMA. To quote the late, well, he's not late, the great Gus Johnson. Sorry, but no, it's a very simple explanation. Your boy John Morgan, who was very busy that day, also had an interview with Gilbert Burns. I was also getting packed. You know, I was and again, I had this nerves, if you will, or excitement about heading out here to Tampa. I did not plug my recording device into the proper input, and I'm sure Cold Coffee. I appreciate you reserving judgment on me, but I know inside internally there is all kinds of just shame, because there's multiple ways to check that the levels are correct. You can put on some headphones and make sure that you can hear yourself talking. There's one. Yeah. You see it again. This is audio only, but he's holding up the headphone as if, I wouldn't say to mock me, but maybe to show how simple it is to just have a headphone in there and monitor. But I don't like to do that. I like to hear. I have my mix set up a little bit different, right? So there's that. That's one way. In fact, I've seen Cold Coffee at every single UFC event, every single media day, every single press conference, pre-fight, post-fight. He's got his headphones in. He's asking the audio engineer to send a little tone. Could you send a little tone through the network just so I can make sure that the device I'm recording with has the audio that I need? So that's method one. That's method one for all of you non-audio engineers out there. But if that's a little too much, the designers of said audio tools have also put a handy little screen on top that has moving little bars of levels that as your voice speaks, the bars move slightly so that you know that input is being registered. And if you happen to be John Morgan, the bars move a lot.
That they do.
So those are the kind of the systems that are in place to ensure that the audio that you need is being correctly registered by the device you're using to record it. I utilized neither of those methods, and we spent an entire hour having some discussion about everything, and then I sent the audio file over to my man Cold Coffee to produce it, and he said, "Hey buddy, hey good old buddy, old pal, checking this file here, and I believe you may have sent me an empty track." It was a very nice message. It was just like, and Cold Coffee, sometimes known as Angry Kenny. I mean, sometimes he can be, but this was pretty nice. He's just like, hey bud, I think you might have sent me an empty track. to which I replied, "Oh shit," because yeah. I knew there was only one track, and I went and checked it. And sure enough, while we have the original episode 525, we have it on file. It'll stay in the archives. It'll be in the Smithsonian one day, I'm sure.
We have
a full hour plus of Cold Coffee talking to himself
with random gaps in there.
Yeah, with just random gaps of silence in there, where had you had both recordings, it would have sounded more like a conversation
between two people. Oh man. It's funny because I mean, like, we do this, you know, we've been doing this enough times that, you know, it's kind of funny that it hasn't happened before, or yeah. You know, I can't think of any time that it's happened before one of us has just like got through. I still constantly have the fear of when I get done and taping and I put the card in the computer that I forgot to hit the record button. Like, it still right. happens, even though I'm staring at it and looking at it and I see the red light on, you know, it's just like one of those fears. So it's kind of funny that it hasn't happened actually to this point, but It just sucks because there was some good info that we passed on, you know, definitely for sure. Doing, I was like, man, that was really good because we talk a lot of, yeah, like not like we're never one to talk about taxes, we're never talk about whatever, but we're always an open window, an open door to everything that goes on in our life. And yeah, we were joking about how John waited to the very last moment, like day, like literally the last day before you could file, and we were teasing about that. And then yeah, we went under the stuff like that. You know, but now you're only going to hear my half-witted part of it. If anybody ever listened to just my track, and it's not worth it without John's input, but, I do have it now. Now you kind of mentioned that, I'm like, do I want to get rid of it? Do I just keep it for posterity's sake? Cause I literally, it's laying in a timeline next to your empty track. When I was like, what do I do with this now? But you know, it happens at the end of the day, it happens. And we just literally, after doing it for this long, it was literally just like, all right, when can we make this happen? You know, we have Saturday. Cause you, like you said, this is a fight day for you, right? No, this is weigh-in day.
Weigh-in
day. And I was off today. So all I was trying to do was get down to Top Golf to take part in that unlimited golf thing that you've been talking about, and I went online and looked at it. So I'm gonna try to get over there. So I'll get over there after that, but it's not a big deal. But you know, at the end of the day, it happens. Shit happens, and we just pivot, and here we are. And folks, if you don't get the full breadth of what we gave into the other show, I'm sorry, but we already talked about it once. We're just gonna give you an abrupt little sort of episode, and we'll pay it for, we'll make it up to you in another episode. But we'll definitely talk about the big bullet points and stuff, but you know, it's like one of those things, like say if you paint a big picture, you know, this piece that you put a lot of time and effort and you put a lot of things into it, and then you walk away and it falls over on the ground and then it just marred the whole painting. Do you just say like, oh, I just can't do that right now. I can't go back through that.
Well, see, that's another thing. See, were we less the people that we are, we could just like kind of just redo the episode, right? And just, but that, I don't know. To me, that's less. Like you said, we just always are honest. Like, here's what happens.
It's like seat of the pants. Every time is seat of the pants. You know, like, you never know what response you're going to get. And even if we said something great, I could never try to fake it to work it back in if it didn't come naturally. And you're the same way. You know, like, when we say funny shit and we do whatever, it's not like, oh, we thought about the joke beforehand. The shit just happens, you know? Yep. So I think that's a lot of the stuff too. You know, I think that's what people that have listened to this for so long and resonate is that they never know what they're going to hear from us because it just sort of happens, you know?
We don't know either.
Because we don't even know either. But no, at the end of the day, I laughed. I was like, you know, if anything, I was glad it wasn't me that did it. I was like, right, thank God it was John for the first time doing it, not me. Because then I would be kicking myself because I'm like, dude, you're better. This is what you do. And you didn't even hit record. Because this is literally what I have my, like, nightmares on of, like, leaving gear on places, not recording things. You know, I have, like, the weirdest, oddest, like, stress nightmares. And so I don't know how many times I've had nightmares where I've woken up and I've been on like a random bus or a plane and I've left gear, and then I'll start to wake up and I'm like, why would I be on a bus? I would take an Uber. Like, what are you even worrying about? I'm like, and I'd freak myself up. You're like, you're right. And then I slowly wake up and I was like, oh, thank God. Then I'll go downstairs and look at my gear. I'm like, it's good. It's fine. It's here. And, you know,
and
I'm like,
and why are my hands like octopus tentacles? I don't get
it. It's a strange fight week. My hands have turned into tentacles.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Like, a couple things. Number one, so I do the same thing. You know, I panic. So when we're recording, when we're not together, I do the same thing where, like, I panic and I look down every now and then. Like, we'll be talking for, like, 20 minutes, and I look down to make sure that red light's on, that it's recording. Yeah. I'm like, did I hit record? Did I make sure? So I had those same panic. But you know what's funny? And I hadn't thought about this, but you saying that, and I bet it's because of us doing this podcast all the time. Anytime I do broadcasting, luckily I've been with CFSC so long and all the producers and everything, like, they're like, whatever you want to do, do it. But when I work with somebody for the first time, they want to do rehearsals of like openings and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't want to rehearse. Or if I rehearse it, like, yeah, I don't want to say what I think the open is actually going to be. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of just want to just like, hey, we're talking now, and this is the moment we'll be talking about the main event, because we'll be talking about fights. You know what I mean? Just like, fill it with gibberish, because I don't like to do what I'm going to say, because then I feel like when I if we rehearse it like multiple times, that when we do say it, it doesn't feel very like genuine or honest or like what I'm really doing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. You talking about the fact that that's the kind of the way we roll. I think that's like really made me talk the way I talk about stuff.
Yeah. I'd be interested the next time you talk to Anik or next time you're on his show, ask Anik what his process is. Cause I know sometimes the audio guys and the guys in the booth try to get levels. But I think those guys, a lot of times when we're in the back, sometimes they'll let the pre-show stuff roll through. And the same thing with, like, I know Bisping does the same sort of shit, but Bisping, I think, is like me. He's not going to rehearse anything. He's just going to go off the cuff. But right. I would wonder what Anik's process is going into the show open, how much of that is actually done out beforehand, or if he's just like blah, 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 to a certain degree, and then just still off the cuff, because he makes it sound so natural. But I wonder what his process when they ask him for his stuff.
So he shows a lot of his stuff. Like he script, like especially his opens, like before he's on camera, he definitely like that little opening read that he has, like it's definitely like fully scripted out. Now he writes it himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He fully scripts it out and you know, but obviously they do a lot deeper open, whereas we're trying to just like
they have a lot of fights right. Yeah, they have a lot of bits that they have to kit to or whatever, and
right,
you know, that they probably have to be identify or whatever. But that's cool. That's interesting. Yeah, I've seen his cards over the years. They're very, very detailed and very, very you know, filled out, and it's very unique to see him.
It's, you know, it's funny. Like, obviously, I would never compare myself to Anik as a broadcaster and the level of accomplishment and skills that he has. But obviously, I have done a lot of broadcasting over the years. And I had somebody the other day that was asking me for advice. And, you know, the biggest thing, and I'll be honest, this actually came from Mauro Ranallo years ago when I was just getting into it. And I was like, Mauro, what's the biggest advice you can give? And it's spot on. And I would pass on to anybody. It's like, man, just do your research, man. Just as much research as you can do, man, and have your notes and your preparation. Like, number one, you'll just come off as more knowledgeable. But number two, I think it just makes you so much more comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, because you know, like, if for some reason your mind goes blank or you need something to talk about or whatever, you're like, you've got all your notes right there ready. You know, I've seen, and it's so big, you talk about Anik's cards, like, I've seen his cards. Obviously, you know, he puts them out there, and they're amazing, right? I can't read my own handwriting if I'm just being 100% honest. You know what I mean? So, mine are all typed. Like, I know he likes to handwrite, and I think some people, like, they learn better. Like, they memorize better. Like, that's been proven, right? Like, if they handwrite something, they memorize it better, and I think that's probably part of the process with Anik is not, you know, it helps commit it to memory. But me, like, legit, it's probably something I should work on. Like, I can't read my own handwriting. Like, I take notes sometimes when I'm like brainstorming, and then I look back and I'm like, the fuck does this even say? Like, I don't even know.
Are you just writing regular, or are you writing cursive, or
no, just writing regular, but I just write it so much. I mean, we don't write that much in our lives these days anymore, right? To be honest with you. But when I do, like, I don't take the time to write it properly. Like, I write really quick. So anyway, I type all mine out. So I created a little Word document sheet that I've used for years. It's just a format that I have, and I think that's a key too, probably, is just like finding the format that works for you and sticking with it. Because I know on the page, like, where I have their biographical information, where I have their fight record information, where I have interesting notes about, you know what I mean, like, so I know exactly where to look on the page. I think I've talked about this before, but I remember one time Mike Goldberg flying to Tokyo, actually, and I had back then I was executive platinum, and I had gotten the upgrade, and so I was actually sitting in business on the way to Tokyo, and just happened to randomly get like that center business class seat right next to Mike Goldberg, and so I sat there and watched his process, and he used to, and he did this on the flight, and I watched him do it. He, for each fight, had like a manila folder, you know, those little like just old school like filing cabinet manila folders, right? And he would open that up, and he would take information and notes and put the red corner on one side and the blue corner on the other side. And I think, if I remember right, I think he had like a research assistant that helped provide some notes and stuff like that. But he would actually like cut stuff out that had been typed up from notes and like copy it and paste it, and or not copy and paste it, but like actually like literally, I think, like, I don't know if he used like a glue stick or tape,
like,
or whatever,
collage or something.
he's like a collage, like he's scrapbooking over there with his fight notes. You know? But it was cool. But that was his system, right? Where he had the red corner on one and the blue corner on the other. So anyway, man, have your system, I guess, and put in your research. But
yeah, I remember Brian Stan used to have his own little system. And I couldn't remember if he got that from Anik or if Anik got it from him, but I remember Anik always talking about, you know, how Brian Stan did his research and did all this stuff. And for me, I remember he was so thorough. I wouldn't be surprised if Anik picked up some stuff from him, maybe with Stan's military days and the way he researched stuff. And he was always so detailed. But I remember he used to have a really, really in-depth process as well, and he would write a lot of things out. And I remember after Dominic Cruz hanging out with those cats started doing the same sort of thing, everybody sort of watching everybody else do their thing, and they're all like, dude, that's really smart. I should do that same sort of thing. I mean, because why go to an open mic and not have that extra, you know, info, all that extra little bits, you know? I try to go that far with our LFC stuff. You know, it doesn't quite go off as well. You know, I don't get as many reps, you know, watching those fighters. And, you know, I don't really get a good chance to, you know, to do that detailed. So, you know.
Hey, but you're getting the process down. You're getting the process down. Yeah, shout out to Brian Stan. Stan was the first one that would, like, actually go to the media days and stuff. Like, he would show up to the media day and walk around, and that was the old school media days where you had, you know, 12 fighters sitting at different chairs in a room or whatever, and he would go and talk to all the fighters and do like his own little interviews with everybody. So yeah, shout out to Brian Stan. And then Dominic Cruz was also very well researched as well. So look, selfishly, let me give a quick plug to CFSC 141. It is Saturday night, as you said. The weigh-ins will be this afternoon, so that will take place here in Tampa, Florida. I'm trying to stream on the only, speaking of tech stuff, it's been so long since I streamed anything. I was hooking up this morning, trying to hook up the Blackmagic recording device to, you know, recognize the camera signal into the computer, and it's not recognizing the camera. So I'm going through all that troubleshooting stuff. I might end up just streaming from the phone, but we're going to try to stream the
Did you go to the app inside the Blackmagic video app within the application? You have to make sure you switch it to the input that you're using. Sometimes it defaults to like SDI, where you might be sending an HDMI. There's another app inside the computer. I'm just telling you because it happens. Coffee,
can you jump on a plane to Tampa, bro? I don't.
I would say 99%. If you have it plugged in exactly how you remember, and you're like, I don't know what's going on, go to that Blackmagic video app inside there. Turn it on and see what the input is. And I bet you just have it. I bet it sets to the other one. Mine does it on mine, even though I've been using this damn computer for years. Sometimes for some reason, it defaults now back to the other one that I don't use, like the SDI or HDMI, or it'll go back to HDMI. And I normally shoot SDI now on the new camera, which it locks in with the HDMI cable. Everybody's used these for their TVs, their Roku, to the whatever. It's the flat little thing that just slides in. It's real nice and easy. But the difference between that and like an SDI, the SDI has a little locking ring on it. So when you put the cable onto it and twist it, it locks it. So say if somebody, some jackass walks by and hits, you know, steps on the cable, it doesn't pull it out of your camera. It doesn't pull it out of the recorder. It locks it in so that it holds it a little bit better. So I mainly use the SDI.
That's the one that looks like the old school coaxial, right? Like, which is like an old school TV. Well, yeah. Many people probably don't remember that at all, but where you screw it. Probably people are like, what? What are you talking about?
What is that? But yeah, I bet that's your problem. And if it is, right. then I don't know. You can find some way to thank me later on.
I will do so. I will check that as soon as we get done here. Yeah, let me plug CFSC 141. My man Dean Thomas is going to be on the mic. Obviously,
that's awesome.
CM Punk, as we talked about, is headlining. There was a nut. We had a lot of WWE.
We talked a lot. That all comes back.
That's all coming back. We talked about how much is going on in Las Vegas around WrestleMania. Yeah. How we didn't even know how big. I mean, we knew how big it was. It's an Allegiant Stadium, but it's like how many things are going.
How well anyway. It's spread out in town. Yeah, people, I'm sure, have seen the social clips are starting to make the rounds now. Of everybody all over this place, there is really so much stuff going on. So, if anything, kudos to the WWE. They bring it big, man. And like, as opposed to, I know we I shit on the F1 a lot because of disruption. There's so much stuff going on right now with the WWE around town, and nobody has any issues. It's just the normal traffic construction issues. Everybody's having a great time, and everybody's loving that they're all around. Like, they could do many more events in a year here. Please, like, people are enjoying it. It's good for the economy.
I saw Mark Raimondi is making his way around Las Vegas. Our old
he's a big wrestling dude now. Yeah,
he wrote a wrestling book as well. So I think that's pretty cool that he's trouncing around. So so we talked about that. So my man CM Punk is headlining Saturday night. I'm a little bit bummed that I can't see him compete in the main event of WrestleMania. That would be a blast, but got work to do. Happy to be working with Dean Thomas, who's a professional, obviously. So UFC Fight Pass, check it out. I will say, intrigued, man. I'm honestly, there's a lot of fights on here that look like they could be absolute bangers. So I'm excited. I'm gonna knock on wood real quick, obviously, but you know, on paper, a lot of these fights are good. But the main event is the one that probably has the most like next level implications. It's a heavyweight title bout. Bailey Schoenfelder is here. He was our heavyweight champion. He won the title last year. He got to Dana White's Contender Series. If you remember, he was a huge favorite on that card, but he ended up getting clipped early in the first round, and he was submitted. Now, the guy that he lost to actually ended up popping positive for meltonium afterwards. I'm not saying, you know, that had anything to do with it, but it was after that fight. It was not in association with that fight, so the result stood. So Bailey Schoenfelder lost on Dana White's Contender Series. Still our reigning champion, but you know, I talked to him in the lead up to this, and he admitted, and I've seen, you know, you see this a lot when guys get right there, you know, and they come up short, it can be devastating. We actually kind of likened it in our original conversation to the way Dominic Reyes was, right? Like Dominic Reyes, obviously an entirely different level, but Dominic Reyes, you know, nearly beat John Jones, and then you know he discussed like how you almost reach your dream, but you have it taken away from you, and it's a little bit frustrating, whatever. And that's what Bailey Schoenfelder had to deal with. But he's back now. He trains at Killcliffe, and he's looking to defend his title. And he's facing just this absolute character and a wild card of a man in Anthony Garcia, who is raw but powerful, and I mean, comes to put your lights out. And he's got an edge to him, man. He's, you know, he says it, and it's. He's actually, if you check out the interview on the CFFC YouTube channel, like, he's actually, he's very charismatic. Like, honestly, if he can make it to the UFC, like, I think he has star quality and star potential. He's got a long way to go, I think, in terms of rounding out his skill set. But, you know, in the heavyweight division, there's you know, it's not as deep as, like, bantamweight or featherweight or something like that. And the dude, like, flips a switch, man. He's just like, and you know, we talk about this being a sport, and we talk about all those aspects of it, but he's very much like, this ain't for fun. You know what I mean? This is for me to go out and hurt you. That's what this is about. I am here to hurt you in front of your family and to smile about it afterwards, because this is how God feeds me. You know what I mean? It's just, it's super intense, but
savage.
He's a savage. So he's got power. It's kind of like that. You know, you got to think that Bailey Schoenfelder is going to come out there and try to be technical, whereas Anthony Garcia is going to come out and try to make it a brawl. I will say Bailey Schoenfelder as well, because he usually weighs in around like 230. And you know, at heavyweight, especially when you get to the highest level, I mean, you're talking about guys that are 250, 260. And I did ask him, I'm like, have you thought about light heavyweight at all? He's like, I'm still kind of kicking it around. So maybe I could go light heavyweight. So I don't know. Maybe that's where his future lies. We'll see. There should be a weight discrepancy between them. We'll see that later today. But anyway, that is Saturday night. So I wanted to give a quick shout out to our card. Hopefully
people I did see some of that. You got those guys, those interviews, those are over on the CFFC YouTube.
Correct. Yes, sir.
The other one. I need to catch up on the Anthony one.
I'm starting to put those up over there, at least our headliners, and kind of trying to rebuild our YouTube channel. It's been kind of dormant at CFSC for a while, and so trying to rebuild that. Our prelims still stream live on OnlyFans, exclusively on OnlyFans, but then in the days afterwards, we'll have them up on YouTube as well. So if you want to check out some of the prelims, if you want to watch it live, I would ask you to go ahead and get registered at OnlyFans. It's free. They do ask for your credit card just to confirm your account and to verify your identity, but after that, like, they don't charge you for anything. And I know our friends over at the Weighing In podcast, Josh Thompson and John McCarthy, I know they're always talking about, because they're on OnlyFans as well, and they're saying, you know, listen, if you don't want the some of the stuff that's on there, you just don't have to click on it, and it won't populate your feed. And that is true. They don't try to force feed any type of content. Now, I would also suggest that if I'm keeping it real, If you want some of that content, click on all of it that you want, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a free world out there, man. You know
what I'm saying? Do your thing. I imagine a few of our listeners are probably already free members over there on the old OnlyFans.
It's a no judgment zone up in here, brother. You know what I'm saying? I love Josh and John, but I always feel like they're like, hey, we're happy to be a part of OnlyFans, but hey, we know what some people think about OnlyFans, but that's not just us, you know? I'm here to tell you that, yes, OnlyFans has a ton of fantastic content on it that is not in the adult entertainment-related industry. I mean, that's not even what the site was started for. There's a ton of stuff on there. There's a lot of great mixed martial artists. Chris Cyborg, I'm subscribed to Chris Cyborg. Justin Gaethje, I'm subscribed to Justin Gaethje. There's a lot of MMA content. But there's a lot of adult entertainment, too, and you can enjoy that. It's okay to talk about. It's okay. All right.
It's okay. It's no okay. Judgment. No judgment. No judgment.
All right, so that is
you signed up for them Robert Whittaker topless shots, didn't you?
You don't have to put a shirt on, Robert. Oh, man. All right, so that's Saturday night. It's only going to be a few hours away. I will say a really, really good PFL card this week. We won't necessarily preview all the matchups, but I will say, you know, a really good look at PFL card. It's in the middle card. Of the day.
Yep.
It might.
Yep.
I'm not going to break it all down because honestly, by the time you listen to this, it's either going on or over because we're basically recording right up to the start time of it. But it's a really good card if you want to check out the replay. I will say Robert Whatley, former CFSC lightweight champ, is an alternate. An alternate bout, I should say, which honestly, not a bad place to be, man. As many changes as there have been in that tournament, you know, a huge opportunity for him. So we kind of laughed about it. I'll always laugh about it. Robert Whatley, his last CFSC title defense. Afterwards, I asked him what he wanted next, and he was like, want to go to the PFL? And I'm like, we're on UFC Fight Pass. Sure you don't want to go to the UFC? And he's like, nope. I was in the PFL before. It didn't go my way. That's a wrong that I want to right, and I want to go to the PFL. He didn't get into the tournament, but he did get signed. He's in an alternate bout. And, man, with the attrition rate that we've seen over there and the changes, not a bad place to be. So I'm hoping I'm pulling for him. I'm openly cheering for PFL for CFFC fighters wherever they go, whether it be the UFC or the PFL. So, yeah, sorry. I'm a homer. That's where it goes.
That's okay.
That's okay. All right, listen, like I said, a bit of a different episode than most. Hopefully it was just me here singing my apologies and taking the blame for everything that happened. It was not Cold Coffee's fault. Cold Coffee is a professional. He handles his business.
I'm buttoned up.
He's got the... I'm telling you, you guys got to see. I wish we were doing video. Maybe we go to video at some point. We talked about it, but I wish you could see this golf shirt that he's wearing right now. It's blue, but it's not John Morgan blue. It's
not, you know, John Morgan blue.
You know, it is. So he didn't try to gimmick infringement there, but it's got like this kind of like diamond design cross, on it, man.
Yeah, cross pattern thingy or whatever.
It's flashy, bro. You might have to get bottle service over there. You're wearing a shirt like that, man.
I'm doing this intermittent fasting. I'm going to get coffee service when I get over there right now. That's awesome.
The local Topgolf in Las Vegas, if you happen to be a local, they're doing a deal right now where you can, if you come in the mornings during the week, you actually get like unlimited golf. Or what is it, $20? $25? Yeah.
I've seen some places, I think, do it for $15, which is crazy, but $20 is legit.
If you've never been to the Topgolf in Las Vegas, and I'm sure, if anything, you've probably seen it on a countdown episode or something like that, but the Topgolf in Las Vegas, and Topgolf, I've been to other Topgolfs around the country, and Topgolf is a cool place regardless, but the one in Vegas is over the top. I mean, number one, it parallels the Strip, so just when you're in the bay, the view that you have.
The view's pretty cool. The view kind of steals it a little bit for me.
Oh, the view is amazing. Like, you can't top that. But then when you add in, you know, they got two different pools in there. They've got this huge, you know, TV area, and it's over the top. So it's a cool place. So I'll let my man Cold Coffee. It's his day off. I had to bring him back in to work on a day off. Because my schedule after this is going to be a little bit unpredictable. So let me just say thank you to Cold Coffee. My apologies again to him for being unprofessional, and my apologies to everyone else out there who listens to us each and every week. We really do appreciate it, and you know how much we pride ourselves on time delivery, on being consistent and being hopefully entertaining. And it was my fault entirely that this thing didn't come together the way it should. So I apologize to each and every one of you out there. Yeah, I'll ask for good vibes, please. Because again, my first week as general manager here at CFFC, and it's fight week in Tampa, and I'm enjoying it. But I want it to go perfect, and this didn't go perfect. That's screwed up.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. Everybody's looking forward to see all the new outfits that you're gonna wear on the as a GM.
We're gonna step up the game. I'm gonna be rocking some new suits this year, man. You know, I'm gonna get some new.
Watch out, Bruce Buffer. Watch out.
To be honest with you, I will probably only wear black suits. Like, I just don't feel like I get like. Bruce is the man, bro. Bruce is super. Like, I just don't feel like I can pull off. Like, I mean, I'll wear colored shirts, colored ties, but I'll probably just go. I feel like I'm just a black suit guy.
Maybe like a charcoal that. Or something, or like a maybe a darker gray if you need to lighten it up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, the guys that can pull off like the colored suits, like purple and the other one, you got to have a certain flair or something to them, because it doesn't work for everybody. Everybody thinks they can put them on and they look the same. It's like, bro, you don't look the same. Daniel Cormier pulls off some suit colors that I don't think that if you try to put it on to like Bisping or somebody next to him, you'd be like, no, that doesn't work.
Don't do that. Yeah. It'll probably just be blacks, but anyway, no, man,
which works on TV, honestly, yeah, you know, like, cause you blend into the scenery, which as a director of a show or the guy calling the shots, you know, unless they're trying to have a shot of you where they need you to be seen, they probably want you to blend more into the background so that it's less distracting of a shot. So 100%. You're just doing them a favor, whether you thought about it or not, you know.
Just helping them out. That's my whole goal. All right, well, listen, like I said, I do apologize to everybody, and I appreciate your understanding. And like I said, tune in to CFFC this Saturday night on OnlyFans for the prelims and, of course, on UFC Fight Pass for the main card. And no and a half this week with the UFC with a rare week off. So we appreciate everybody over at patreon.com/TMAroadshow. We'll take a brief break, but Cole Coffey and I will be back together next week in Las Vegas to break down the upcoming UFC card. The UFC, of course, will be in Kansas City. We will be hanging out in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about everything that unfolded here in Tampa as well and anything else that's going on in the scene of mixed martial arts. And this time, I promise to hit the record button. No, I did hit the record button.
You did.
Just, I will promise to make sure that the input is plugged in to the proper place. Thanks for listening.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Breaking apartment news. The champion people, you know, the people with the good apartments, bring you River Park of Dublin with this amazing deal.
No rent until 2026. Live in one of the coolest places in the city, right by Bridge Park, and you will not pay rent until next year.
I don't believe it.
I lie a lot, but not about this.
River Park of Dublin. Great location, great amenities, and now a great special. Okay, now go to livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.